latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Friday's Manchester United headlines, and United are said to be closing in on the £86 million capture of Atletico Madrid frontman Antoine Griezmann. Sources said to be close to the France international have told the Manchester Evening News that a deal is close to being agreed, which would see Griezmann head to Old Trafford in the summer as Jose Mourinho continues to overhaul his squad. Well, Atletico would love to keep Griezmann, but they're powerless to stop the Frenchman moving on if a rival club comes up with €100 million. That's the release fee in his contract, and that's what United are apparently intending to do. There will be other clubs ready to move, and Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is also an admirer, but United are said to be leading the chase for the most sought-after striker in Europe. Griezmann, of course, a close friend of Paul Pogba, which might also have a pull factor on him coming to Old Trafford. There have been some suggestions that United would need to be playing Champions League football next season for Griezmann to sign on the dotted line. Meanwhile, United sent a scout to Austria on Friday, and they will watch the World Cup qualifying Group D clash between Austria and Moldova at the Ernst Happel Stadium in Vienna. No idea really who the target could be, but some world-class players on show, particularly in the Austrian side, not least David Alaba, the Bayern Munich midfielder, come centre-back, who certainly is a player who Jose Mourinho has admired in the past. And finally, United sources are saying that there's no likelihood of Warren Joyce being re-employed as the club's under-23 manager. Joyce left Old Trafford after a number of years looking after the reserve and youth players to take up a position at Wigan Athletic earlier this season. However, he was sacked after just a couple of months in charge and is now back on the job market. But Nicky Butt does have plans for the under-23s. It doesn't seem as though Warren Joyce will get his old job back. That's according to the latest sources.